Good morning, Rabosai. Welcome to Sunday morning Evan HaEzer Shir. We are about to begin Simen Gimel in Evan HaEzer. Simen Gimel veers away from the regular topics of who you could marry and who you can't marry in general, and what is the mitzvah of Peruvu in general, and focuses on what happens, do we believe a person when he says that he's a Kohen? And obviously there are going to be some applications to marriage as far as who he's allowed to marry. Is he allowed to marry a woman who'd been previously, who's a divorcee, is a woman who'd been previously lived with a non-Jew who has a din of a zona, is he allowed to marry her? So there are applications to marriage, but in fundamentally, do we believe somebody who walks into town and says, I'm a Kohen, and if I say I'm a Kohen, then there are a lot of nafkaminas to being a Kohen. Number one, I want to get the first aliyah. Number two, I want to eat truma. Number three, well, that doesn't apply too much nowadays. Number three, I want a duchen. Number four, what else? I want to eat kudshim. Again, that doesn't apply nowadays. There are other halachas. Will we let him after, if a guy walks into the neighborhood and says, I'm a kohen, I want rishon, and I'm going to duchen. And then a week later, he says, we see him going out with a girl who's a grusha. He says, nah, I was joking last week. I was joking. I wanted the covet. You know, I moved into town. I don't get enough covet. I don't get covet from my wife. So that's why I, you know, want a new wife. And I need covet from the community. So I wanted to get rishon. I wanted a duchen. But I'm not really coming. I was just joking. And this grusha, she's a wonderful girl. And I'm not really coming. And it's a good shidduch for me. Do we believe him the first time around, the second time around? So these are the questions that we're going to address, Be'ezus Hashem, in this shir. So allow me, please, to share the screen with you. Just 1 minute while I adjust these screens. If I could just ask everybody to silence your there we go. Okay, let me share the screen with you. Here we go. Simen Gimel. Brand new Simen, and we're going to go a little bit to the background of the Simen, and that is the Gemara, the Mishnah, actually, that is the foundation for this sugya. Let me just, again, I'm sorry, just adjusting my screens. Hold on 1 second. I apologize for this delay. Okay, here we go. So I hope you see the screen. Gemara and Ksuvis. Zok the Mishnah. We're actually not even going to do a Gemara. We're only going to learn a Mishnah. The Mishnah in Ksuvis says the following. Shnei Anashim. Zeomer Kohen Ani, Zeomer Kohen Ani. Two people walk in to a shul, and they each say, I'm a Kohen. So what's the halach when a guy walks into shul and says he's a Kohen? Mr. Gabbai, what are you going to do? You going to give him a Rishon or not? He says he's a Kohen. Says the Mishnah, Ein Ne'emanim, we don't believe them. Sorry, how do I know you're a Kohen? You have a letter, you have Edim. I can't just believe you that you're a Kohen. Rashi doesn't say the way I said it. He's not talking about walking into shul to get an aliyah. Rashi says, Ein Ne'emanim, Litein Lahem Truma. Why is it important to say that Litein Lahem Truma? Because maybe Truma is going to be a little bit more chomer. Why is Truma a little more chomer? Well, first of all, a zar she'achal truma is chayev misa. Well, so the stakes are a little bit higher. You know, to give a guy kohen when he wasn't a kohen, nishkeferlach. To give a guy, let a guy duchen when he's not a kohen, maybe nishkeferlach a little bit. But to give a guy truma if he's not a kohen, that's serious stuff. He's chayev misa b'dei shamayim. Secondly, why should I give him truma? He's being motzi mamin. I don't have to give him money. Or he can't extract money from me, you know, monetary value from me if he doesn't have a raya. So that's why truma might be different. Okay, next case of the Mishnah. Two people walk in again to the community. But if they each attest to one another's status, then we will believe them. What's the case? Rashi explains. John and I are both Kohanim. And he says, Joe and I are both Kohanim. So therefore, let's think. If I say I'm a Kohen, I'm not believed. But if I say I'm a Kohen and my friend says that I'm a Kohen, So what did we just get? Is that Eidus? Of course not. It's not Eidus because I can't be made on myself. So what do I yes have? I have, I guess, Eid Echad. It's me, but that's meaningless. And my friend says that I have an Eid Echad that testify that I'm a Kohen. So apparently an Eid Echad is sufficient. Me talking is meaningless, but my friend says that I'm a Kohen, so believe him because he's an Eid Echad. And when I attest for my friend's validity, so believe me about my friend because I'm an Eid Echad for my friend. That's what the Tanakhama seems to hold. Comes Rabbi Yehuda and says, no. Ein ma'alin l'kun al pi Eid Echad. We're not going to rely on just an Eid Echad to qualify somebody, to let somebody enter the Kohen Club. Says Rashi, something in Rashi introduces a new concern. Says Rashi, if two people walk in, one guy says, me and my friend is a Kohen, and he says, my friend's a Kohen, what could we maybe be a little bit concerned about? Something called Chashash Gomlin. What's a Gomel? Like a Gomel Chesed, Gomelas Chesed. I'm like, I'll do for you, you'll do for me. You wash my hands, I'll wash your hands. I'll walk in, right, two people are poor and need money, and they come up with a great chaf. Instead of asking for tzedakah, let's say we're Kohanim, we'll get truma. It's a great shtick, right? I'll go in and I'll walk into this city and I'll say, you're a Kohen, you should get truma. And you'll walk in with me and you say, I'm a Kohen. And if we do that together, then the two of us could go into any new city and we'll have an unlimited supply of food. We'll never go hungry. Just go to a new city every, you know, whenever we run out of, you know, truma donations. And I'll test for you, you'll test for me. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Sorry, buddy. We're not going to rely on that. That's a chashash gomlin. Rashi says, afilu heicha deleka gomlin. So even if it's just a regular Eid Echad, one is testifying on one, then we don't believe him. Certainly, but kol sheken hacha, certainly in the case here, we're worried that each one is sort of helping the other. Kol sheken hacha deika lemechash legomrin. What does it mean, Gomlin? That you'll do for me and I'll do for you. I'll testify for you, you'll testify for me. Ha'ed ata alai v'ani alecha. You know, there's sometimes when you... okay, fine. We'll leave it like that. So we have a machlokas. The Tanakhama seem to say that an Eid Ech, if you say you're a Kohen, we won't believe you for Truma. But if you have an Eid Echad, then we'll believe you. And comes Rabbi Yehuda and says, no, we won't believe you. We won't believe you for an Eid Echad. We don't believe an Eid Echad for Truma. Comes Rabbi Elazar and says, I'm Rabbi Elazar, Amasai, when will we not believe you? The only time that we will say, I don't know, I don't trust you. Amasai, b'makom sheyesh orerin. If there are people who are raising doubt, and there's a rumor that, you know, that your kahuna status is questionable, then we won't believe you. But if there's no questions, there's no reason not to believe you, then we'll believe you if you have. Then you can have an Eid Echad. So what do we have now? Three shittas. The first opinion says, we don't believe you, but we believe in Eid Echad. Rabbi Yehuda says, we don't even believe in Eid Echad. And this third opinion, Rabbi Elazar says, it depends. If there's a reason to doubt, then we will not believe in Eid Echad. If there's no reason to doubt, then we will accept an Eid Echad. Those are the three opinions. And finally, we have a fourth opinion, which seems to be the same as the Tanakhama. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel omer mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Haskan, ma'alin l'kuhuna al pi Eid Echad. You could let somebody be a Kohen with Eid Echad. Okay, which is one of the other opinions. So we have numerous opinions. That was the Mishnah as far as background. What do I see from the Mishnah? I see that the discussion at hand, at least the way Rashi presented it, was only regarding Truma. But regarding just walking in for like an Aliyah, it sounds like we'd believe him. Just for Truma, where there are these other concerns in terms of, you know, there's a punishment involved, there's money being involved, then we're a little more careful. And even for that, it depends if an Eid Echad would be, believe it or not. That's going to be the Machlokas. Okay, now let's jump to the Gemara, two blot later, on Ksuvis Chafayim and Beis. And the Gemara brings two stories that are practically identical one to the other with one distinction between the two stories, and I underlined the distinction between the two stories with that one word. Oh, Mr. Saad, Shalom Aleichem, how are you feeling? Okay, good. You should have a Refuah Shleima. You should get back at... You should join the. You should come back to Shul soon. Refresh Lema. Okay, good to see you. Thanks for. I'm glad we have Zoom because if it would be in person, you wouldn't be in the shiur today. So welcome. Refresh Lema. Okay, so says the Gemara in Ksuvis, Daf Chaf Hem and Beis. Hahu, let's read the story. Hahu da asal kabed Rav Ami. A guy walks in front into Rav Ami's shul and says, Amar le, muchzikani bezeh shu kohen. I know that this guy, you see that guy in the back? He's a Kohen. Amar le, Rav Ami says, how do you know? Mara Isa, how do you know that he's a Kohen? Amar le, because he got Rishon. Shekar Rishon Beis HaKnesses. So Rav Ami says, well, just because he got Rishon doesn't necessarily mean he's a Kohen. Maybe he's a big Talmud Chacham. Becheskes shu Kohen or becheskes shu Gadol? How do you know that he's a Kohen? Maybe he got Rishon because he's a Talmud Chacham. No, the person responds, Shekara Achar of Levi. A Levi went after him. So if you give Rishon to Talmud Chacham, then, and you're not to a Kohen, if there's no Kohen there, for example, so you give the first Aliyah to a Talmud Chacham, you don't give the second Aliyah to a Levi, you give the second Aliyah to the second best Talmud Chacham. But if you give second Aliyah to a Levi, that demonstrates the first Aliyah must have been to a Kohen. Okay, so I'm testifying that he got a Kohen, he got called up for an Aliyah, that's enough to assume that he's a Kohen. V'helehu Rabbi Ami l'kuhuna alpiv. The fact that somebody got an Aliyah is enough to assume that we could consider him a Kohen. And he's going to carry all the rights of a Kohen. Why? Because we saw he got an Aliyah. Next story, which is very similar. Hahuda asal kamed Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Guy comes in front of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Amale. And says, Rosh Yeshiva, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Muchzikani b'zeh. You see that guy in the back? I know that he's a Levi. How do you know? Amale Maro Isa, how do you know? Where do you know that from? This newcomer to town, how do you know he's a Levi? Amale Shekar Sheriveis the Knesses, because he got the second Aliyah in Shul. The Rosh Yeshiva says, well, maybe he's the second biggest Talmud Chacham. Becheska Shu Levi, or Becheska Shu Gadol. Maybe that's where he got the Aliyah. Maybe they didn't have a Kohen, so he gave the second best Talmud Chacham. Shekar Lefan of Kohen. No, I know that the second guy's a Levi, because the guy who got Rishon was a Kohen. So if there was, you know, no Levi, the first guy, the Kohen, would get a second Kohen, the second Aliyah. The fact that we gave a Kohen first, and then this guy must be, he's a Levi. And you know what? That was sufficient to qualify the second person as a Levi. V'heleu Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi l'Leviyah al piv. And that's very significant. Why? Because if he's now considered a certified Levi in the town, so now everybody could give him Meiser. That's what Rashi says. He's considered, this person was elevated to Leviyah, Laseis lo Meiser, Rishon, which is, of course, given to the Levi. So what do we see from this Gemara? Two stories, the same point in both stories. If a guy gets an Aliyah, or a proper Aliyah, either Kohen or Levi, and not because of any other extenuating circumstance, you will consider the person who got the Aliyah to have that status of either Kohen or Levi, even for financial purposes. Even for financial purposes. There you go. And even for Eid, even for Isser purposes, like for Eid, I can't eat Maaser Rishon, or Levi has to eat the Maaser Rishon. I think, yeah. Oh, anybody, so not Isser, that's why I wasn't sure. Oh, it's only Truma, thank you, that's what I wasn't sure about, thank you. So it's only for Truma, so at least for financial purposes, we could build up from a person's Aliyah to financial determination. That was the background in the Gemara, and now let's jump to a quick Rambam, and then a Beis Yosef, then we're going to get to the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Rambam, in Yisurei Bia, Perek Chaf, Halacha Yud Gimel. What happens if a guy walks into Shul and claims that I'm a Kohen? So remember, we had a Mishnah who asked this question, and the Mishnah brought three opinions. The first opinion says that one opinion says that you need an Ein Echad. Right, the first opinion said you need an Ein Echad. The second opinion said Ein Echad doesn't work. And the third opinion says it depends if there's an Orin or not. How do we paskin? Says the Rambam. Mi sheba bizman hazeh. Why is it important to say bizman hazeh? Bizman hazeh because presumably there's no concern of kodshim. There's no concern of truma d'oraisa. You know, it's So Bizman Hazeh is a little bit more lenient than in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. Oopsie. I just did something. Misha, whoa. Hold on. Yeah, okay. Misha Bizman Hazeh. Vamra Kohen Ani Eino Ne'eman. We don't believe him. Okay, I think everyone held that. Ve'ein ma'alin oso l'kuhuna al pi atzmo. And we don't elevate him to become a kuhuna based on his own testimony. Ve'lo yikra batora rishon. And he does not going to get an aliyah. You hear that? You hear that, all you gabayim? Ve'lo yisa es kapav. Yeah, so what do you see? What you've done, Mr. Sad, I'm going to say it to your face. You went against the Rambam and Hilchas Yisurei Bia Perichaf Halacha Yud Gimel. You gave a guy an aliyah just because he claims to be a Kohen, and you didn't ask him for a certification. You didn't ask him for his identification card. Uh-oh. Maybe we're going to demote you. Let's see what the Rambam says. We'll see what happens in the Shulchan Aruch. V'lo Yisa is Kapav. He can't even go up to the Duchen. And obviously, Lo Yochel B'Kodshi HaGvul. And he, of course, can't eat kachim, even kachim kalim. I think kachim hagvul is kachim kalim. Those of you who've traveled through kachim could confirm that for me. Ach yelo edachad, until he has an edachad. So, well, this really fits what we said before, that a person is not going to be believed unless he has an edachad. But the Rambam says that he's not going to be believed even for getting an aliyah, not even believed for Duchening. If I could bring you back that very first Gemara and Rashi, that Mishnah, Ksuvas Chaf Gimel, the Mishnah says that we don't listen to a person say I'm a Kohen. But Rashi said we don't listen to him say I'm a Kohen to give him Truma. It sounds from Rashi that to give him an Aliyah, Nishkeferlach, what's the big deal? Give him an Aliyah, Aliyah Shem Aliyah. To let him Duchen, let him Duchen, what do I care? Truma, there is a misa. Truma is a financial. He's being motzi mechavero. He's taking away the financial benefit from other kohanim. So okay, you're not getting him truma. But it sounds from Rashi. When Rashi says that we don't believe him for truma, it sounds like anything less than truma, like an aliyah, like duchening, we would believe in it. We would believe a person about himself. The Rambam's not saying that. The Rambam takes this line differently than Rashi. Again, look at this line in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, a guy walks in and says, I'm a Kohen. He's not believed. The Rambam understands that to apply to everything. Rashi only says it regarding Truma. But the Rambam seems to apply it, not like Rashi, all across the board. A guy walks in, you don't believe him about anything. About anything. Okay. But the Rambam says one very important point. We'll keep the important point for later. We don't need it now. Now, comes the Beis Yosef. And quotes the Ran, who's also based on the Rambam. Shemishaba, this is the Beis Yosef in the beginning of Siman Gimel. Mishaba v'amr, ani kohen alevi. I'm a kohen, I'm a levi. Eino sin l'rshus l'kres b'tara. Kedino. Why not? Why not? What's the big deal? He says he gets rishon, so give him rishon. What's the big deal? There's a problem. Says that the problem is Shaharei, we have a yesod. Malin mikriyas haTorah l'truma. We have a yesod that if somebody got rishon, that's a confirmation that he's a kohen, and therefore you're allowed to start giving him truma. Truma is really what we're worried about. But if you give him an aliyah, then he's certified to get truma, and truma carries a very significant manifestations. The Isser Misa, and the fact that he's taking from other Kohanim, taking the money from other Kohanim. So this, the issue is not to give him the aliyah. The issue is that we're going to treat him as a Kohen for other matters. What is that based on? That's based on this other Gemara that I showed you just a minute ago. You remember we learned this Gemara, these two stories? You remember we learned these two stories that were in Ksuvs Chaf Hamad Beis, where somebody says, oh, the guy in the back, he got Rishon. And how do you know he got Rishon? Because he's a Kohen? Maybe he got Rishon because he's Talmud Chacham? No, he got Rishon, and then a Levi was given Levi. So you see, he's a real Kohen. And they raised him up to Kuhuna Al-Piv, meaning even to give him presumably, even to give him truma, presumably. So you see that if somebody is is considered a Kohen to get an Aliyah, we will assume he can also get Truma. So therefore, the Rambam says, don't give him a Rid Aliyah. Don't give him an Aliyah, because it's dangerous. Not because the problem is the Aliyah. The problem is that if you give him an Aliyah, he will be confirmed to be a Kohen for Truma purposes, and that's the problem. You hear that, Svara? You hear that, Lamdas? Yes, Rabbi Sonnenblick, you hear this, Lamdas? We don't want to give him an Aliyah, because if you give him an Aliyah, he's going to end up being believed for Truma. Yes. I guess, yes, I've had, you're right. I believe there is an opinion who says, in Ma'al in the Truma. I'm not holding that sugya. I guess the Rambam here is telling us that we hold, you are Ma'al in from an Aliyah to Truma, and therefore we don't give him an Aliyah. Okay. What, Beirish? Kachigvul is not Kachigkam. Thank you. Kachigvul is only Truma Meiser. Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you. Rabbi Goodman, what were you saying? Well, the Rambam is talking about Bizman Hazeh, and the Rambam says, we have Truma Bizman Hazeh. We have Truma Drabbana Bizman Hazeh. You're saying when you have a situation. So in terms of Kohanim walking out of shul, I actually had this issue and I talked about it. We had the Shaila recently when there was a situation that there was no Levi. Again, during Corona, when the Minyanim were smaller, and there was no Levi, so there's a guy who's getting Kohen Levi basically every laning, so nobody else is getting any Aliyahs. I don't remember the exact case, but it was a case that the Kohen was just getting loads of Aliyahs every time, and no one else was getting Aliyahs. I remember Shechter told me that he quoted at Acharon, I don't remember who, that it's ideal for the Kohen to step outside himself. It's not like it's a shtick that the Gabbaim like to pull, but that it was lichatchila that he should remove himself to allow other people to get Aliyahs. So it's not just a shtick. If it is a circumstance where it's necessary, then it's not just a shtick. It is, again, I don't remember this. You're talking about if it's just one specific day. He was talking about when there's a consistent, right, during a simcha, they want to get another two Aliyahs for the Bali simcha. So if you ask the coin to leave, then you don't have to give Levi either to a Levi. So then it frees up two more aliyahs for the bechutanim and for the yard sites. So to do that, that might be shtick. But there is precedent for certainly when it's necessary when there's a consistent situation where there's just like one kohen is basically taking over the whole all the aliyahs in general, then it is proper for him to step outside. But okay, I don't want to go there too much because that's a little bit off the topic. So we just said that the Rambam holds that you should not give a Kohen who claims to be a Kohen on his own claim an Aliyah, because we're going to elevate him thereby to eat Truma, and that's not right. Comes the Ramach. I'm not really sure who the Ramach is. I wish I could tell you who the Ramach is. The Beis Yosef quotes the Ramach. Kosev alav tema. I don't understand you, Mr. Rambam and Ran. To minhagenu, like Rabbi Saad said, the Gabbai Saad, I'll call you Gabbai Saad instead of Rabbi Saad. Gabbai Saad said, minhagenu l'ha'aminu l'kros b'tar rishon. The Gabbai says, who's a Kohen? The guy says, I'm a Kohen, we call him up. V'chein ha'dinosin, and it makes more sense, says the Ramach. D'lo yichpas l'anim yikar rishon. What do we care if he calls rishon? My Amras, what are you going to say? Shema ya'alu oso mikriyas ha'tor l'tshuma? Maybe if he gets rishon, you're going to start giving him truma? I'm not so worried. Truma b'zman hazeh only. We don't have to be so concerned. Truma at worst is a drabanan. So what's the big deal? He's gonna lie. You're worried he's gonna lie, and then you end up doing him an issa what? Anyway, it's only an issa drabanan to give him truma if he ends up eating truma. So it's not such a big deal. So we shouldn't be so worried and so concerned. Oh, don't give him an ali. He might end up, eating truma afterwards. No, and even if he eats truma, still it's only drabanan nishkeferlach. And therefore, what do we have here? We have a machlokas. Whereas the Ran and the Rambam said, don't give somebody an Aliyah if he walks into shul, saying, I'm a Kohen. The Ramach is saying, what's the big deal? Worst comes to worst, you'll give him Truma Drabana B'zman Hazeh? Not so fair. So you can give a guy an Aliyah if he claims an Aliyah. That's the minhag he claims. Ve'efsher, concludes the Ramach, Shemin Hagenu, our minhag. And I wrote in to make it clear, to trust him when he says, I'm a kohen, to give him an aliyah, who actually fi she'en truma mitzuya achsha b'neinu. We don't have truma at all. Meaning we don't even need kohan, even kohanim don't need truma, so you have no worries whatsoever. V'afal pichein, divrei harabam ikur. No, what I mean by that we don't have truma is that we're in chutz la'aretz. We're in chutz la'aretz, so there's no need to worry about truma at all. I mean, the whole concern is, if you give an aliyah, he'll eat truma. Whether truma is derabban or deraisa, I live in New York. I live in the Five Towns. We don't have truma at all, neither deraisa nor derabban, so there's nothing bad that could come out of giving him an aliyah. He wants an aliyah? Okay. He wants to lie? Give him an aliyah. Well, there's nothing bad that could come out of it, so what's the problem? Let him have his aliyah. And that is the kula of this Rishon, the Ramach. Again, I'm not sure who he is. But look what the Ramach concludes. V'afal pikein divrei Rambam ikar. The Rambam's chumrah, not to give the aliyah, is proper against the minhag. You see what the Ramach is saying? The Ramach started off saying in the previous paragraph, our minhag is that we believe a guy walks into shul to give him rishon. And the Ramach says, nowadays, you should follow the minhag. However, the halacha is indeed like the Rambam. It's weird, meaning the minhag is wrong. Our minhag is wrong, but it is our minhag, apparently, that we do believe. The minhag is, and that's what the Gabe told us, that the minhag is you believe a guy. Even though the Rambam says you're not allowed to, and the Ramach says the Rambam is probably right, but we will, the minhag is the minhag. So we have the minhag on one hand, and we have what the halacha should be. He says that we don't believe him. Concludes the Beis Yosef. Gam HaRav HaMagid Kiyam Divrei HaRambam. The Rav HaMagid, the Magid Mishnah, also upheld the Rambam that we don't should not give people aliyahs, based on their own words. And the Rav HaMagid, the Magid Mishnah, quoted this Ramach, this Rishon Ramach, because of Aleim, V'ani Omer, Ein Mevi'en Rai, Minhag B'Tos. You're bringing me a Rai from the Minhag? From the Gabbai told us what the Minhag is? Don't bring me Raias from Minhagim that are wrong. Whoa, that's pretty wild, no? Usually we say, Minhag Yisrael Torahu. Well, I guess the Magid Mishnah would say, a good Minhag is Torah, but if it's a wrong Minhag, it's not Torah. When we call it, so that was the Magid Mishnah's critique. The Magid Mishnah says, don't bring me Raias from Minhagim. Mikol Makom Efshar Lomar, Shemipnei She'ein Anunogim Klal Baratza Seina Truma. Maybe, I mean, we sort of said this before, maybe since there's no Truma whatsoever in our countries, we're not worried about anything, but still, the Magid Mishnah concludes it's proper not to give an aliyah to a person who claims he's a kohen, even though we don't have truma b'zman hazeh, and even though the minhag is that we do give the aliyah to the kohen who claims he's a kohen. Rabosai, that was all the background, the Mishnah, the Gemara, the Rishonim, the Beis Yosef. Now let's see how we paskin. Is our gabe right or is our gabe not right? So the first yisod is to start. Yes. Go ahead, Barry. Okay, you're asking how well do you have to prove that somebody's a kohen? The threshold that we presented was not such a high threshold. We said you need an ed echad. You need a guy who knew him from, you know, a guy walks into shul. I never saw him before. He just got off the plane. He landed in JFK. He comes into shul to catch a minion, and he claims he's a Kohen. So I can't believe him. If one guy would walk in with him and say, yeah, I fly with him, and he is a Kohen, then we won't believe him. So you just need Eid Echad. It's not such a big deal. You're asking a different question. You're asking, how do we know? You're asking that maybe his yichus itself is questionable, and even if he has an edecha to support him, maybe the whole yichus that we have is man hazeh is questionable. You're raising a whole Pandora's box, which is beyond the scope of this lecture. You're asking a good shaila, but that's a gigantic sugya, and it's not really a sugya, and Evan has a dick of sugya. Here it's more like a guy walks into shul, do you believe him or not? We're talking about the nemanus. We're not talking about the... This touches on the general question of Yichusei Kuhuna, and we're not in a realm right now of Korbanos. You know, for Korbanos, you have to know that he's really Miyuchas. We'll see in terms of marrying a Grusha, We're going to get into that shortly, but I guess I'm not ready. I'm not prepared to answer your question. Your question is a little more too complicated for me right now. Okay, so let's jump right now to the Shulchan Aruch. Baruch Hashem, we're in Siman Gimel, right? Siman Gimel, and the title of Siman Gimel, it's very nice that the Mechaber always gives us titles to his Simanim, so they're not just numbers. Din Ben Shu Safik Likuna. A person who's a Safik Kuhuna, what do you do? It's going to be Tes Se'ifim. Today we're going to do half of one of them. Says the Shulchan Aruch, this is your case, Rabbi Saad. Rabbi Saad, Misha Ba Bizman Hazeh. Guy comes into Shul Bizman Hazeh, V'amra Koinani. Paskins the Shulchan Aruch against you, Mr. Saad. Bad news. You wish you didn't come on the shir today, right? Ein onema. We don't believe a guy who says, I'm a Kohen. V'ein malino sol kohuna al pi atzmo. We don't follow a person just on his own admission or his own testimony. V'lo yikra b'tor rishon. V'lo yisa kapav. Nor could he duchen. The Shulchan Aruch paskins that a person cannot be believed on his own. You need an eid echad. This is going straight like the Rambam. The Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch is passing like the Rambam, that we can't believe somebody on his own. In other words, we had a discussion in the Mishnah. The Mishnah also said you don't believe somebody on his own. We had different ways to understand the Mishnah. It's only for Truma, is it also even for Aliyahs? But the Rambam understood the Mishnah. The Mishnah says you only believe somebody for an Eid Echad. The Rambam understood even for an Aliyah, you only believe him for an Eid Echad. And therefore, a guy walks into Shul, the Shulchan Aruch Psak is, you cannot give him Rishon. You hear that, all the Gabbaim out there? That's the Shulchan Aruch Psak. You're asking a good question. Let's say you have no Kohanim from the regular membership, and the only guy who claims to be a Kohen is this guy who just came from Newark, from JFK. That's who you're raising. So then I hear, because what's the worst thing to happen? Anyway, I'm going to have to give a Yisrael an Aliyah, because, right. Yes, I don't know. I don't know the answer to your question. You're raising a good question. But don't worry. Don't worry. We're still going to protect our Gabbayim. Mr. Saad, you have the Ramah. Comes the Ramah and says, V'yesh Omrim. Where's my Ramah to the rescue? V'yesh Omrim. He's quoting the Ramach that we saw a moment ago, who says the minig is that you do give an Aliyah. We do give an Aliyah to a guy who claims to be a Kohen who walks into Shul. Dinam on the cross Batara Rishon. Right, that we saw in the Ramach. And look at the three words the Ramach adds. V'lisa es kapav bizman hazeh. And he could also duchen. Now, I didn't see that in the Ramach. But let's just continue for a second. Why is it okay if he gets an aliyah? What's the big deal? She'en lana truma d'oraisa. We don't have truma d'oraisa bizman hazeh. The Beis Yosef b'shem haRamach. This is that opinion of the Ramach who said against the Rambam that the minhag is we do give aliyahs to people who walk into shul without any confirmation, because what's the big deal? You're going to give him an aliyah. Who cares? Give an aliyah. Oh, you're going to give him truma. There is no truma b'daraisa, so there's nothing to worry about. That's the Ramah's psak. So according to the Ramah, it is the halacha is, since there's nothing to worry about against the Rambam. And against the Shulchan Aruch, it seems to me, again, I don't know any side, you have to ask our Sephardi Gabbayim, but it seems to be a Machlokes, Ashkenazim, Shulchan Aruch and Ramah. I'm assuming will emanate from this as a Machlokes, Ashkenazim and Sephardim. If you'll believe a guy who you don't know who comes in a Sephardi shul, they would not believe him, because the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam say you do not believe somebody. And if you're in an Ashkenazi shul, he said, the Rama says, and look how he finishes, there's our minag, b'chol malkam, she'ein nogin b'trumah zman hazeh. There's no truma nowadays, so what are you worried about? Lekel meichash, to me, there's nothing to be concerned about. In a case where there's truma, I understand. The Mishnah said you can't rely on an individual, you need eid echad. But if there's no truma, there's nothing to worry about. So give him the aliyah. What's the big deal? Machlokes mechaberema. Good? We finished this piece now. Now we're going to go into a side point, which is a fascinating, fascinating side point. And that is, if you look in the Ramach, when he was introduced to us, the Ramach said, I don't like this Rama who says you can't get an aliyah. I think you could give an aliyah. because there's no truma bisman hazeh. But all, if you look at this Ramach that we saw earlier, he was saying about giving aliyahs. He didn't mention a word about nesias kapayim, about duchening. We just said you could give him an aliyah, there's nothing to worry about. But here, when the Ramach quotes that opinion, he adds some words that the Ramach never mentioned. The Ramah over here says that an individual who walks into shul and claims he's a Kohen will be believed for an aliyah, and adds the Ramah on also velisa es kapav, and also to duchen. The Ramach never said that point. And that's the point that the Beis Shmuel raises. And Beis Shmuel says, Beis Shmuel is the commentary, the main commentary on the side of the Shulchan Aruch. The Beis Shmuel says, wait a second. You're allowing him to get an aliyah? Fine. The Ramach said that. But you're also going to allow him to get a duchen? You're saying, like, what's the problem? What's the big deal? Right? That's really the issue. What's the big deal getting aliyah? Nothing bad's going to come to it. But wait, you're applying that to duchen also? What's the big deal if he duchens? I'll tell you, there's a big deal if he duchens. Look right here. Biran b'magen, when they quoted this Ramach, lo kasa shisa es kapav, they didn't say that he's allowed a duchen, this guy who walks into shul, claiming that he's a Kohen. They only allowed us ela kasu shekorn batorah, because there's no iser badavar. But nesias kapayim, duchening, has an iser. We can't just allow anybody, any dodo head who claims he's a Kohen to duchen. Oh, there's nothing wrong. What's the worst thing that could happen? Yes, there is something bad that could happen if he duchens. I'll tell you what. Aval Lisa, look what I underlined. Lisa is kap of yesh lomed to aser. If a czar, like you and me, a non-coin, would walk up to the duchen and duchen, da ikar isura de? Oh, Raisa. Oh, my goodness gracious. If a non-Kohen would duchen, there is a potential isa da Raisa. Dichsiva, now he's going to dash in this pasuk. Ko tivarchu. That's the pasuk of the mitzvah da Raisa for Kohanim to give birchas konim. Atem tivarchu v'lo zarim. I'm assuming it's a chazal somewhere. You should give the bracha. Kosavarcho, you should give the bracha. Velo zarim, not a zar. So it's an isra say. It's an isra say that you're not allowed to have a zar give duchening. And if kasha al harav ramah, dematili says kabav. How in the world could the ramah, I understand the ramah permits me to give a guy an aliyah, because what's going to be the worst if he gets an aliyah? We're not going to give him truma anyway. You don't. What's wrong with giving a guy an aliyah? No problem. But to give a guy to allow him to duchen? That's allowing him to do an Issa d'Oraisa. We can't allow that. How could the Ramah permit a duchening? It should be an Issa d'Oraisa. So I want to share with you a Geshmak Teretz to that Kasha that the Pischei Tshuva says. And this is a brilliant, and it's going to like open up your eyes to, again, nothing to do with our Sugya, but to the Nesias Kapayim. Do we have any Kohanim on board? Any Kohanim here today? Say hello if you're a Kohen. Mr. Malik, are you here? I think Mr. Malik might be here, but he's being quiet. I'm not sure. Listen to this. Is duchening... You are here. Okay, good. Because last week, there was a David and ended up being... I thought it was you and ended up being Mr. Isaac, so I was confused. So both of you write David on your phone. So, Mr. Malik, is duchening... If I would duchen up with you, am I going to get an Issa d'Oraisa? So the Beis Shmuel says, yeah, I bet don't let us anyone up with you unless you have a confirmation that he's also a Kohen. Look at this incredible Pischei Tshuva. I am besefer Shuas Yankif. Shekosav lechalek bein. There's a difference in duchening. Bein zman hamikdash. When? What's the difference in duchening, Mr. Malik? When you duchen, what do you do? What do you say? Yivarechecha. What's the next word? Ado. Right. Hashem. If you would have been in the Beis HaMikdash, Mr. Malik, you wouldn't have said that word. In the Beis HaMikdash, you mevarach b'shem ha-mefurish, then there would be an Isra Aseh. You'd violate the Aseh of Kosavarchu. Kohanim have to duchen, not anybody else. Ma'ashe'enke b'zman Aseh, when we don't use the Shem ha-mefurish, we just say Ado with a Noi, that's not going to be an Isra D'Araisa. Wow, you hear that incredible chiluk? He's saying an incredible chiluk, that there's a difference between the Isser for a czar like me, to duchen only is an issa d'oraisa bizman hamikdash when you use shem Hashem, the real shem hamefarash. When you would say yeh with a ho and then a va, you know, mamish say, you know, God, the real name, the way it's printed, as opposed to the us who just say ado with a noy at the end. That's not a real birchas konim that will violate an issa d'oraisa if me Uri Orli and the Tzar would say it at the duchen. And therefore, what did we just answer? We just answered why the Rama could safely allow a non-Kohen, or this presumed Kohen, who we don't really know about, why could let him duchen? We said, oh, isn't there a risk that he might be violating Yisra D'oraisa? The answer is no. Nowadays, if a Zar would give Birchas Kohen, there's no Yisra D'oraisa. V'lachein Maase concludes this Yeshua's Yankov, deha ikur kedivri ha-Rama, that what dinamon l'nesius kapayim? This person who claims that he's a Kohen, he'll be Naman to dinesius kapayim. U'minhagun sh'Yisrael toruhi, and this is taka the minhag, says the Pesachei Tshuva, that minhag is that a guy walks into shul, like Mr. Saad was saying, a guy walks into shul, he says, I'm a Kohen, I want a duchen, we let him go up. Oh, how could you believe him? Maybe there's going to be an Issa D'oraisa involved. The answer is, no Issa D'oraisa, it's just going to be. There's no Issa Rasei, there's no Issa D'oraisa, because there's no Shem HaMefurish anymore. That is a beautiful answer to this question of the Beis Shmuel. That really, Bizman is that there is no Issa D'oraisa. But, I want you to realize, the Beis Shmuel didn't say that. The Beis Shmuel is assuming, like I underlined here, that if you would duchet Bizman is that there would be an Issa D'oraisa. So although this purple Yeshua's Yankov that I just shared with you says that there's no Issa D'oraisa Bizman Hazeh, because it's not with Shem, the Nesuyas Kapayim is not with Shem HaMefurash, that's a beautiful Svara, but the Beis Shmuel doesn't say that. He's not assuming that. So we're going to go back to the Beis Shmuel. Again, we have our Teretz, that maybe nowadays there's no Issa D'oraisa, but the Beis Shmuel is not assuming that. Sounds like the Beis Shmuel is assuming that there is an Issa D'oraisa, even Bizman Hazeh, even when you have a regular ado with a noy, without the Shema Mefurash. Even our Birchas Kohanim has an Issa D'oraisa. So therefore, back to our Beis Shmuel's question. Again, we offered an answer, but let's see what the Beis Shmuel does with this question. He's asking, how could we allow a Kohen Bizman Hazeh to duchen? After all, the Beis Shmuel is assuming it should be an Issa D'oraisa. And I thought, you're only allowing an Aliyah because it can't lead to any Isser, because there's no Truma Bizman Hazeh. But with Nesias Kapayim, there is an Issa D'oraisa. Why are we allowing a person, to a stranger, walk in and claim that he's a Kohen, he wants to duchen? It's an Issa D'oraisa. So the Beis Shmuel is going to tell us a yesod. Why we will believe somebody for aliyahs, and we'll even believe him for duchening, even if there is an Issa D'oraisa involved in the duchening. And he's going to speak out the background and then come out with a chiddush. The chiddush we'll get to that I underlined, but let's see the background. The Tzarech Lomer. The Ramah proved that a Kohen will be believed for duchening, even if he just walks in himself, no proof, no certification, no eidecha, just by himself, says, I'm a Kohen. Where did he prove that from? Where does the Ramah know that from? Midekasu haran v'hamagid b'shem Ramah, because we saw the Rishonim said that minag shalot l'haminu likra b'torah, we believe him when he wants to get an aliyah, because there's nothing to worry about. There's no truma. V'lo chayshin Hashem yochal truma, mishum truma b'zmana. Anyway, Truma is only Drabbanan nowadays. And they said, and more than that, for him too, we don't have any Truma anyway, so there's nothing to worry about. If he gets an Aliyah, what's the worst? You can give him Truma? We don't have Truma. Wait a second. If he gets an Aliyah, maybe you'll let him do a different Isser. Forget the Isser of giving him Truma. You might do a different Isser of Kosher Ha'akati Yichshashem Ya'aleh L'Nesiyas Kapayim. Why do we allow a guy to get an aliyah? Oh, nothing bad could come out with it. Yes, something bad could come out with it. I'll tell you what could come out with it. You know what could come out? What could come out is that he'll do Nesiyas Kapayim. And that's usher. So why do we allow him to get an aliyah? Elavad, I look at the underlined line, a chiddush of the Beis Shmuel. Kol davar she'ein lo hana'a lo chayshin en she'yasa iser. When are we worried you're going to do an iser? You're going to violate an Isser because you want to save money, eat good food. Then you're going to do an Isser. So we're worried if you get an Aliyah, maybe we'll give you Truma, right? You get cheap food, free food, good food. So that we're worried about. But if you get an Aliyah, we're going to let you duchen. What's the big deal about, like, there is a little covet, I agree. The covet, I agree. You see, Mr. Malik, Yossi's jealous of you. He has a better voice than you, but he's still jealous of you. You see that, Mr. Malik? Okay, so you know what, Yossi? We'll let you daven on Yontif, and you'll do the niggin with the niggin with it. We'll give you the covet that you want. Yeah, I guess we're not considering the cub. We consider the food is food. Covet, you know, covet's great, but food is food. So what's the Beis Shmuel saying? He's saying a big chiddush. He's saying even a person will only lie if there's something in it for them. You're gonna lie if you really want to get truma. So you'll lie. You'll say I'm a kohen, so I could get the aliyah, and then you'll end up getting the good food. You get the truma food. You get the cheaper food. You'll save money. You get good food. That I understand. But if you're gonna lie to get an aliyah so that you could become, so that they will let you duchen, what's the big deal if you duchen? Like, you wouldn't do it. Not that there is nisa d'oraisa. It is a big deal. It's terrible if you would do that. But we're not worried that somebody's going to lie in order to be able to duchen. Elavade, again, what I underline, kol davar she'en lo hana, lo chay shina she'ase iser, ve'en lo halana hana mizeh. Mishum hachi, lo chay shina l'shem davar. What's the only concern? We're not worried you're going to lie in order to duchen. We're worried you're going to lie to get truma food. But we're not going to worry that you're going to lie. And again, if you do duchen, it's takan isa d'oraisa. That's the Beis Shmuel's opinion. Not like the purple pischei tshuva who said that, oh, bizman hazeh, it's not shem hamafurish, it's not asa d'oraisa anymore. No, the Beis Shmuel says it is asa d'oraisa, but you wouldn't lie for it. If it happens, if a czar, a regular Jew like me, duchens, it's a terrible isa d'oraisa, says the Beis Shmuel. But I wouldn't lie for it because I'm not getting any benefit out of it. And therefore, let me just finish the sentence. Hold on, 177. The only thing that we're really worried for that you might eat truma, but since Bisman said we don't have truma, there's nothing to worry about. Yes, Mr. Saab, what are you saying? Oh, you're raising a great question. That's going to be the next point that we're going to go to. Let's just speak out what you're saying. According to this, Pidyon HaBen, will we allow somebody to get an aliyah? After all, if he gets an aliyah, maybe he'll want to do a Pidyon HaBenef next. He walks into town and says, I want Kohen. Okay, give him Kohen. What's the big deal? There's no Truma anyway. Yeah, but the next week there's going to be a Pidyon HaBenef. He's going to be making five silver coins. He's going to make a lot of money. That's a very good answer. But true, but no, Yossi, I don't like your answer, Yossi, because you're saying that he could give to any Kohen the Pidyon HaBenef. But by Truma, you could also give your Truma to any Kohen. And yet we still say, oh, but Truma, we're worried that you might benefit, you're going to lie because you want to get the Truma. Well, maybe people won't give you if they don't like you. If they don't like you as a Kohen, they're not going to give you their Truma. So you see that we're worried about Truma, we should equally be worried about Pidyon HaBenef. So you're saying even more. You're asking Mr. Saad's question times two, that if we're going to believe him for an aliyah, maybe he'll want to get the Pidyon HaBenef, which is a significant amount of money. It's $60. You're saying we should be more concerned. You're strengthening Mr. Saad's question and saying that if you let him do a Pidyon HaBenef, this poor guy is going to think he had a Pidyon HaBenef and really it was an imposter. It was a guy who wanted to make a quick buck, and for the rest of this, otherwise, this poor boy, this poor child, for the rest of his life, he's going to walk around without ever getting a Pidyon HaBenef. That's a great question. Look at this. That's the question of the Beis Hillel. Look here in the blue. The Berheit, the Baruch Shekivan, the Beis Hillel Kasav, Denemam Bezman Hazeh, Afilu Be Eretz Yisrael. Interesting. I guess because even though there is Truma, but it's only Truma Drabbanan. Fine. And we should have the Chakira. This was Mr. Saad's question. A guy walks in, we don't know him. He claims he's a Kohen. We gave him Rishon. Okay, we'll give him Rishon. I'm not worried about anything else. I'm not worried about Birchas Kohanim either because it's not Bizman Hazeh. It's not Doraisa Bizman Hazeh. Or I'm not worried about, like the Beis Shmuel said, he's not going to lie if there's no benefit. But wait a second. Could I believe this person who just claimed on his own that he's a Kohen to give him the Pidyon HaBenef? Vim Eino Naman Hold Ika Yisur Daraisa V'hu Nana V'kisvasa B'shmo. Maybe there's an Issa Daraisa involved here with Pidyon HaBenef. It's a Chiyuv Daraisa, even Bizman Hazeh to give Pidyon HaBenef and Kain Kasha. So if we Taka wouldn't believe him for this Pidyon HaBenef, which does have a Daraisa application, then I shouldn't be able to give him an aliyah in the first place. Because if there's a deraisa that could come out of it, that does have benefit, a lot of money, so then you shouldn't allow him to get the aliyah in the first place, because giving him the aliyah will make people assume he's a kohen and could give him pidyon haben money. And Ken Kasha asks the Beis Hillel, Lama neman likros b'tor rishon v'lisa kapa b'zman hazeh, even the lekat shuma. You're not worried about shuma. Ha'ikach shash zed pidyon haben. And what does he answer? Tzarech yin. It's taka, good question. Why are you telling me that we don't want to let you get an aliyah if it's going to lead to truma? But nowadays we don't have truma, nishtrich gefer lach. And we're not worried about nesias kapayim because either it's not the rice of bizman hazeh, or there's no vested interest for you to get. That's what I'm thinking. Maybe you're Rabbi Sonnenblick is saying that maybe pidyon haben is sufficiently uncommon. It's sufficiently uncommon that we're not worried that you're going to lie for something that, you know, happens every, you know, only happens every, you know, yeah, how often do you go to pidyon haben? I had one in the past 2 years, I've had one pidyon haben. Yeah, it's not so common. So maybe, yeah, okay, that you're answering the Beis Hillel's question. That could be. Mr. Sport, if you could just keep your mood, because the sound is, thank you. Okay, so what do we have here? We just went through a bunch of halachas. A guy walks into shul, the Shulchan Aruch says, you can't believe him. However, the Ramah is meikel and says, you could believe him regarding the Aliyah. That makes sense. What he adds, the Ramah says, you could also believe him regarding duchening. That's a little more complicated, because that's also deraisa. Okay, we had two answers for that. Either that duchening nowadays is only Rabba, is not the Raisa because they don't have the Shema Mefarish, or there's nothing vet, there's no vested interest. But then we said, wait a second. But if you could believe him for the Aliyah, he might come to eat Pidyon Haben. There is vested interest. That we're leaving as a question. Halacha Lamaisa concludes the Beis Shmuel. How do we paskin with all these areas? So we're going to have these three bullet points that the Beis Shmuel provides to sum up for what the halachas that come out when a guy walks into shul claiming that he's a kohen. L'inyan yuchsin, regarding yichus, meaning to whatever the halachas of yuchsin are, his pedigree, his status as far as who he can marry. L'kuli alma be'inan shnei edim k'sherim. You need two real edim to testify that he's a real edim yuchus. If you want him to, like, you know, serve in the Beis HaMikdash, eat karbanos, etc., fine. Next point. According to the Rambam, who says that anyone who eats truma, that a kohen who eats truma, you could automatically assume he's a kohen and he's could be allowed to marry whoever a kohen should be marrying, then you also have to have the two witnesses for truma, because whatever you say by truma, we're going to apply that to yuchsin. If you assume he's a kohen for truma, we'll apply it to yuchsin. So therefore, you have to have the two edim not just by yuchsin, but also by truma. V'ramam d'sriel edim alin mitruma liyuchsin, v'chein tzarech shnei edim l'hayr olav shehu kohen sheyochal truma d'oraisa. Fine. So that's by truma d'oraisa, maybe you'll also need two edim. For yuchsin, you definitely need two edim. Truma d'rabanan, that's what we started off today with. That is sufficient with an Einacha. That was the mission we began with today. Fine. And that which we learned at the very beginning of the Mishnah earlier today, that if a guy says, I'm a Kohen, Eino Neman, that's even by Truma D'Rabbanan, you won't be Neman for Truma D'Rabbanan. But again, for an Aliyah, we had the Machlokas in the Shulchan Aruch. For an Aliyah, the Shulchan Aruch says not, a person does not believe, the Ramah says he is believed. Very good. Now, what I want to do is I want to finish off with a little bit more of this si'if in Siman Gimel. Let's say the same guy walks in, the Shulchan Aruch has just continued. I broke it up because I wanted to speak about each piece separately. Guy walked into Shul and said, I'm a Kohen, I want Rishon. Okay, Machlokes Shulchan Aruch Ramah. The Ramah says, we'll believe you for an Aliyah, and we'll believe you even to Duchen. Okay, but will we believe him to eat Kachi Hagvul? To eat Truma, Beirish Yitom, the Kachi Hagvul is Truma and Meiser? Will we believe him, which nowadays is only Drabanan, but will we believe him as a Levi to eat Meiser, as a Kohen to eat Truma? Says Rama, Velo Yochab Kachi Hagvul, Ad Shia Lo Erechad. If you walk into Shul by yourself, say, claiming to be a Kohen, we'll give you Kohen, we'll let you Duchen, but we will not allow you to eat Truma. But guess what? Even though we don't allow you to eat truma, what happens if you walked into shul, you said, I want Rishon, I'm a Kohen. Okay, we'll give you Kohen. But then you move into town and you meet a nice young lady and she happens to be a divorcee. Oh, so now are we going to catch you on your prior statement when you walked into shul again? We didn't know you. You didn't have anyone testify about you. You just walked in yourself claiming to be a Kohen. Does that lock you in that you're a Kohen and now you can't marry a Grusha? Says Amar, yeah. Yes, you'll be locked in. Aval oser atzma begrusha, you're not going to be able to marry a divorcee. Vizona, vichalala, you're not going to be able to go to a funeral anymore. Ve'enu metami lemesim. And not only that, but if you, after in shul, you claimed your coin because you wanted Rishon, because you wanted a Duchen, you subsequently started going out with a Grusha, married a Grusha, or you subsequently went to a funeral, Vimnasa onitma lokum, we're going to give you Malkus. Wow. Based on your own admission, we don't even know that you're a Kohen. You claim that you're a Kohen because you wanted Rishon, and then we see you at a funeral later, a few weeks later, we're going to give you Malkus. V'haniv eles lo'im hipsula kuhehuna safik chalala. I don't want to get it. That's a little more, more involved. Why do we believe him for all these things? Says the Beis Yosef. It's obvious. Because if you claim that you're a Kohen, for your whatever reason you claimed it, guess what? Shavya anashi chaticha diyusura. If you claim that you're a Kohen, for whatever reason, but you claim once you claim that you're a Kohen, we'll believe you for your own detriment. You're saying that I'm a Kohen, so if you're saying that for me, a Zona is Aser, a Chalal is Aser, a Grusha is Aser, I can't go to a cemetery, I can't go to a funeral. Now, I want to finish with a very Geshmaka Shaila. Geshmaka Shaila. You know what? Let's finish with this Geshmaka Shaila. The case is the following. If you walk in to a shul and say I'm a Kohen, so we'll believe you a little bit to give you Rishon and to let you do Nesius Kampayim. We're not going to believe you Lagabe Truma or anything like that, or Meiser. But if you did say it, then you're Chatich Shavya Nashi Chatich Disura. Now what's going to be the following in the following halacha? Let's say this guy who claimed that he's a Kohen, and therefore, he is Shavya Nashi Chatich Disura. Mr. Malik here, I hope your wife isn't listening. Mr. Malik sends this guy, right? This guy walks into shul and says, I'm a Kohen. We don't know, but he claims he's a Kohen. Mr. Malik appoints this guy who walked into shul, Mr. Malik a Kohen. Appoints this guy who walked into shul, who we don't really know his full status, to be Mekadesh for me a Grusha. Meaning, a Kohen wants to marry a Grusha, which is not nice. It's Chal, the Kedushin is Chal, because it's only in Isolav, not in Isokaris, but it's not a nice thing to do. However, he's asking a Shaliach, if he would ask a Shaliach, a Kohen, to do the Shlichus, it would be a Shlichus, the Kohen, look at this, the Gemara Bamatzia says, Kohen, Shamar, the Kohen, the Kadosh, the Grusha, there's no Shlichus, and the Mice is Bato. If a Kohen would ask another Kohen, please be my shliach to marry a grusha for me, to get me a grusha, the shlichus wouldn't work. But what about this case? What if the Kohen says to this person, could you marry the so-and-so grusha, this Mrs. Divorcee so-and-so to me? And who's he asking? If you would ask a real Kohen, it wouldn't work at all. But who's he asking? He's asking this guy who is a Kohen or not a Kohen. By his own admission, he's a Kohen. He claims to be a Kohen. He's a Kohen only legabe aliyahs and duchni, which is not a big deal. He's a Kohen legabe that if he would marry a Grusha, we'd give him Malkus because Shavya Nashi Chaticha di Yisura. So that we're asking a very lundish question. If somebody is a Kohen only because of Shavya Nashi Chaticha di Yisura, he's a Kohen only because he admitted he's a Kohen to his own detriment, what's going to be if somebody else, if I, Mr. Kohen, ask him to do a shlichus, that if I would ask a real Kohen, the shlichus would be batel. If I ask somebody who's not a Kohen, if I ask somebody else, if I ask Beirut Elephant to do it for me, he's not a Kohen, it would be a good kiddush, a good shlichus. So if the shliach is himself a questionable Kohen, he's not really, we don't know that he's a Kohen, he's just made himself into a coin through Shavya Nashi Chaticha Di Yisura, is that enough that he's enough of a Kohen and therefore the Shlichus will be batel, or he's only a Kohen for his own admission. We don't really think he's a Kohen, and therefore it will not be a good Shliach. And that's a question that the Pesach Tshuva raises, a brilliant question, and he has different sides. He doesn't give a conclusive answer, and Bez Hashem will stop here. We'll stop here, Bez Hashem. That was a little bit of the...